Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Yeah, it looks like it's just me today. Yeah. I was expecting Dr. Sergey Sorin, and I was expecting Dr. Norm Shealy, but we have not gotten that connection. So it looks like 5-Minute University today. Okay, so yesterday I was preparing a workaround for the absence of our uninterruptible power system. And the uninterruptible power system is just a large UPS, uninterruptible power system. And it's 1,500 watts. And it got damaged by the overvoltage condition from the electric utility company. So I'm down to no spares. So what I have to do is get another one and make sure I've got good batteries for it. And typically they run on 24 volts. So they have two AGM 12-volt batteries in series, 24 volts. And when the power fails, whether it be for a fraction of a second or, you know, up to 20 minutes or so, this uninterruptible power system will keep our computers running so we can do the broadcast. The router, the internet, the monitors, the computers, the mixer, and the digital high-speed link to GCN. Well, the only thing I have to protect us now is metal oxide varistors, MOVs, in a high-quality surge protection system. So I'm using one by a company called Monster, M-O-N-S-T-E-R, and it's a really pricey system. I bought it used. Of course, I buy everything used. I bought it maybe 25% on the dollar many years ago, and that's the only protection we have for our equipment. So I can only protect against really high voltage spikes. So if we have another high voltage condition, you know, like 135.7 volts that we had before, I could lose more equipment. So I've got spare equipment in place for the equipment that was damaged, like the network switches. And the network switches we have are 100 megabit per second switches. They're not the gigabit switches, you know, the newer style. Ours, everything we have is old. But it works great. That's all we need anyway. So I'm not doing anything in the gigabit range. So that's what we've done. And in order to do that, I wanted to mount this surge protection strip, which probably weighs about 4 pounds. It's a pretty sophisticated unit. It has a bar graph with LEDs to tell me the voltage, the line voltage coming in, and it says it's 120. And it'll give me an over voltage and under voltage display with LEDs in this surge protector. And so I wanted to mount it where I could see it visibly. So I took some sheetrock screws and I screwed them into the area where we have our solar power, charge controllers, battery bank, inverter. And so I have it right there. And I wanted to mount it on this shelf, just temporarily, because I'm going to replace the burned up UPS with a new one, or a new used one, or a newer used one. And so I used an automatic center punch. And you can get these things at the Chinese factory tool outlet, Harbor Freight, as some people call it. And what this does is you can precisely locate where you're going to drill a hole. And then you push this tool, which looks like it's about the size of a Sharpie marker. and it has a spring-loaded, very hard tip. And it's kind of point, like a ballpoint pen has a point. And you locate this where you want to drill your hole, and you press down on the end of this automatic center punch, and it slams a hole. It's like a built-in hammer inside this brass cylinder. And it punches a hole where you'd like, or it puts a little divot where you're going to drill, so the drill doesn't walk on you as you start to spin the drill up. So I use that, and I mounted it. And the point I'm trying to make is this automatic center punch is a great tool. It's about $3 or $4, sometimes $5, depending on whether it's on sale or not. And it'll probably last, you know, 3 or 4 years before it breaks. And it's a lifetime guarantee. You just bring it back and get another one. I'd much rather have a higher quality tool that didn't break, but I don't know where to get one because we don't make tools anymore in this country. Tools come from China. So it's the only one I know of that is reasonably priced, and it fits my hand, and so I use them and break them and get them replaced. We've gone through about, I don't know, 3 or 4 of them so far. Next item at 5 Minute University is under-sink plumbing. Did you ever notice that when you open, whether it be your powder room sink, your bathroom sink, your kitchen sink, your laundry room sink, did you ever notice that the pipes are in the way? What pipes would they be? Well, they are the hot water supply, the cold water supply, and the drain. Why are they in the way? So, they don't have to be. They really don't. When we built our house roughly 17 years ago, I agonized. It takes me a long time to do everything, class. I mean, it would appear that I'm not in a hurry. And because I want to get it right. The first time, every time. So, in most of the cases, our plumbing is not in the way of everything. It's off to the side. Now, why would I put it off to the side? Well, because I'm thinking that I might want to put some dishwashing detergent, maybe some liquid detergent, maybe some fast orange, maybe some stainless steel scouring pads, maybe a bucket to store some things under the kitchen sink. And I'd like to have it fit. So when I designed the plumbing for our house, I moved everything off to one side so they have more room for storing things. Like, what would you store under the sink of a bathroom? Maybe some soap. Maybe some cleaning products. Maybe a scrub brush. Things like that, right? So you do not have to have your under-sink plumbing in the way. But every single house that I've seen, and Mrs. Finelli and I have owned many houses and apartment buildings and rental properties. We bought them, and at one time I was a landlord, and then I became a slumlord. Our tenants converted me from being a landlord to a slumlord because they destroyed the properties. So I didn't start out as a landlord. It was something that our tenants did to us. We've only had a couple good tenants. The rest have been just horrible. But every house that we've had that someone else built, the plumbing is really, really substandard in terms of design, in my opinion, in terms of construction, in my opinion, and in terms of lack of necessities, in my opinion. What am I talking about? Well, did you ever notice that in some houses that the toilet does not have a shutoff valve? You ever notice that? All I have to do is look. And you'll see pipe coming out of the wall or up from the floor, and it goes right into the tank above the toilet bowl. And it really is nice to have a shutoff valve there. Why would that be? Well, let's say you have a leak. Let's say the tank leaks at the junction between the toilet bowl and the toilet tank. Drip, 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 drip on the floor. So if it leaks, wouldn't it be nice to be able to shut that off right then and there? Put some towels around it and pick up the water that's on the floor and then fix it? without shutting off the plumbing to the whole house? What if you can't get the part? What if you have to order the part and it's 3 days away? And you have to shut off the plumbing to the whole house because one fixture leaks. Now, you know for sure that you're going to have a problem with your toilet. You know that. It's just when, right? It's going to be the flush valve. It's going to be a leak. Or it's going to be that coupling between the toilet bowl and the toilet tank. Or the pipe itself. And I've been in situations where I've had to fix a toilet. And someone else was the plumber. And I had to shut off the water to the whole house because of one leak. So, just a thought. And, you know, if you build your own house, you can say, you know what, I think it's worth the $4 to put that shutoff valve in there. And if you build your own house, you can design a laundry room. And your laundry room can have hot and cold water coming out of a box that you put in the wall. You plumb it for hot and cold water and the drain. And it's all in one box with a shutoff valve for the hot and shutoff valve for the cold. Makes a lot of sense to me. And the other thing is insulating pipes. I've noticed that there are a lot of houses that don't have pipe insulation around the hot water pipes. Well, why is that? Is it because it costs maybe 15, 20, 30 cents a foot? 40 cents a foot for pipe insulation? Is that what it is? Or is it that it takes maybe 3 minutes to put on a 4 foot length or a 6 foot length of pipe insulation? Is that what it is? Is it both of those? Is it ignorance? That people didn't know that they could put pipe insulation on their pipes? Well, we have pipes in our house, and sometimes they run through the walls. I don't really like that. But sometimes it's a necessity. Sometimes it's required to go from the basement to the first floor, or maybe from the first floor to the second floor. And would it be a good idea when you're building a house to put pipe insulation around those hot water pipes? Absolutely. Because it's impossible or really expensive to do it later. And what does that mean? That means that the hot water stays hotter longer in the walls. It means that it takes less heating of the water to have a warm shower or a warm bath. And what about the drain pipes coming from the first floor down through the wall? From the second floor through the first floor wall. What about, you know, the pipes that come from the toilet, run through the ceiling, and then they come down through one of the walls into, let's say, the basement or outside to the septic system or to the sewer system? Do you insulate those? And what do you insulate them for? Well, what I did was I insulated the hot water pipes that are in the wall, all of them. Even the one from the shower control up to the shower head, I insulated that too. But what about the pipe that comes from the toilet down to the septic system or the sewer? Do you insulate that? And the answer is, well, it depends on if you want noise or not. If you don't want to hear the noise of rushing water, you insulate it with what? Fiberglass. We'll be right back.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Looks like it's just me today. 5 Minute University. 5 Minute University, that's what I'll be teaching. And as you know, class, I'm working on this book, and I don't know when it'll be finished. I just don't know. But I work on it most days. And it's a lot of it is in spiral-bound notebooks, and I'm holding one right now. And it's I bought them from Walmart many, many years ago. It's one subject, 70 sheets, and it's college ruled. And they were 17 cents a piece. And that's when Walmart had those back-to-school days, and they would sell them. And I thought, I think I'm going to need these. I just don't know how many and how soon. And so I bought cases of them at 17 cents a piece. Then they raised the price to 25 cents. I bought some more. And so those are the spiral-bound college-ruled notebooks that I use for broadcasting, and I write the notes for the book, 5 Minute University. And one of the subjects is building your own house. And we built our own house. Now, we had some subcontractors come in to do, you know, lots of it. But in terms of the design, we picked the design and we modified the design. And we used the hammers and we used the nail guns and we used the sawzalls and the hole saws and all the rest of it. Screw guns. And I suggest that if you're going to buy a farm, try to find one that just has land without improvements on it, because the improvements have lots of mistakes. Whoever lived there before made tons of mistakes, and they're all over. And they are mistakes that are as serious as elevation problems. If you look at some houses, you walk out the front door, and it's like an inch or two to the front yard, going, you know, a drop of an inch or two, maybe 3 or 4 inches. It's not enough. It's not enough because if you have torrential rains, that water is going to come in your house. So you want to pick the spot. You want to buy some land that has some elevation to it, and the house site should be pretty high up. That way, because the water that runs downhill won't run into your house or into your basement. And that's what we did. We built our house at the highest point of the surrounding area, you know, for acres and acres and acres, so that water wouldn't run into our house. And then we built it high enough up so that you have to go up steps to get in the house. Not everybody does that. Some people buy, if you look at a neighborhood, often, not always, but often, the best lots are sold first. They've got the best location, the best elevation, the best everything, the best soil. And then as that neighborhood starts selling more and more houses, the lots that are left are less and less and less desirable. And pretty soon, the one that's last is the one at the bottom, where there's water problems, where all the water from all the other houses runs down into that lot. That's a problem, right? Especially if you want a basement. So I suggest you consider building your own house, picking your own location. Find one that doesn't have a substation nearby, electric substation nearby, doesn't have power lines that are nearby. Run your power underground. You can do that. When we built our house, we had a choice. How would you like to have electricity brought to your house? Do you want the power poles like everybody else has, or do you want it underground? The cost was exactly the same, except for one thing. If we wanted it underground, we had to dig the ditch 3 feet deep. And we had to pay for the conduit, the plastic conduit that the heavy-duty cables would run through to protect the cables from tree roots and rocks scuffing up the insulation on the heavy voltage cables. And instead of the power poles every 300 feet, we would have one of these green boxes, roughly 3 feet by 3 feet by 3 feet. Those are junction boxes. Except for the last one, which is a transformer box. So, and the reason is the length of cable that's on those great big spools that you can make a picnic table out of, that's about 300 feet. Maybe 500 feet, depending on the gauge of the wire. So, it was pretty easy to us. Dig a trench, buy the conduit, and put it all underground. You don't see any wires in our house. You can do the same thing.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how did it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
USA News Update. Severe turbulence jolted a flight from Phoenix to Honolulu Sunday, seriously injuring 11 people in what a Hawaiian Airlines official called an isolated and unusual event. John Snook, the airline COO, said the airline hadn't experienced an accident of this nature in recent history. Along the U.S. southern border, Americans have no choice but to prepare for a record number of immigrants entering the USA illegally. Some conservative estimates say as many as 5,000 people a day will be released onto the streets of America. Texas Governor Republican Greg Abbott on ABC News.
Whether it's COVID or some other issue, when you have people coming across the globe without knowing at all what their health status is, that almost by definition is a public health risk.
A major winter storm is brewing this week and is likely to bring a white Christmas to parts of the country and threaten the impact of travel for the holidays. Lance Pry, USA News.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Watch it.
God, you're
take my when you go to the
for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAprepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Yeah, it looks like it's just me today. And my name is Vincent Fennelli. I'm a farmer, and I'm talking about 5-Minute University, lessons from the book that I'm writing. And since it's not available for purchase at this time, I am sharing with you the contents of the book. So I'm talking about building your own house, and we've done that. And it's something that's gratifying, it's rewarding, it's painstaking, it's laborious. It's the kind of thing that if you're going to do it, you need to be on site. Okay? Even if you hire a contractor, you need to be on site while the home is being built. And you need to walk through it all the time. And you need to be involved in every single decision. Now, when you're planning your house, I suggest that you look at lots of plans. lots and lots of plans for homes. You know, whether you want a ranch house or a two-story house, or regardless of what you want, you need to look at lots and lots of plans and look at the layouts. And then consider things like the ceiling height. Most of the homes that I've lived in have, well, if they're older homes, they had 10-foot ceilings. If they were newer homes, they had 8-foot ceilings. It's a huge difference. If you want a house to feel roomy and less claustrophobic, higher ceiling is the way to go. If you want to save on heat, a lower ceiling is the way to go. Particularly, I like the high ceilings. I'm in the studio right now, and the ceiling's, I don't know, maybe 15, 16 feet tall. There's no attic above me. It's the roof line. And the roof line of our house is 15-12. That means it goes up 15 inches for every horizontal 12 inches. So it's a really, really steep roof. Now, it's great for strength, extremely strong for snow load, wind load, and those kinds of things. But in terms of putting shingles on it, it's a terror. I mean, it's right up there with the churches, right? So it costs more money to do it that way, but in the long run, it lasts longer. And if you look at houses, look at the houses in Europe that have been standing for a couple hundred years or more, they have high roof pitches. If you look at the houses that are in America in these tract homes, where every house is just like the other one, maybe the color's different, other than that, pretty much the same, they have low roof pitches, like 412. Less expensive, less material, less strong, less durable, less shorter period of time. So those are some things to think about. And then the roof color. You know, if you go with a lighter color roof, it's easier to cool the house in the summer. If you go with a darker color roof, like black, sometimes a black roof is just absolutely gorgeous, especially on a Victorian home. It can really increase the heat in the house, especially if you don't have air conditioning. So look at the roof color. And, you know, if you build your own house, you can pick the roof color. You can pick the type of roof. You can pick everything. Everything about your house you can pick. And if you look at the kitchens, how many kitchens have you been in that you think are poorly designed, poorly laid out? I'm betting everyone, every single kitchen you've been in, you've probably thought, you know what, this is okay, but it's not what I would do. Well, if that's the case, then why would you buy someone else's house, knowing that the kitchen's not going to be right? And that's the room that you spend most of your time in, except for the bedroom. You know, while you're vertical, walking around during the day, if you're home, most of the time is in the kitchen. And why not combine the kitchen with a family room? Why not? Because that's where most of your time is going to be spent. And if you think you're going to be ironing clothes, I mean, hardly anybody does that anymore, right? Iron clothes. But if you were, why would you not put an ironing board in the wall? One that has like a cabinet door that matches your cabinets. You open the door, the ironing board comes out, you can iron, and maybe you could even watch a video while you're ironing, if you put the ironing board in the right location. And you can be with the family while you're ironing. Why relegate whoever's doing the ironing, like mom, into another room for ironing? Why not have mom be in the same room, or you, whoever's doing the ironing, in with everybody else? And why not add more lighting to the kitchen rather than less lighting? And why not add more light switches so you can turn on the ones that you want on for whatever the purpose is? So if you need lots of light, you turn on all the switches. If you need less light, you turn on one or two. In case you're wondering, we have four light switches in the kitchen. And we have built-in bookcases in the kitchen for the books that we use all the time. What would they be? Like cookbooks, like the manuals for the John Deere equipment, for the balers, for the tractors, the service manuals, you know, things that I might want to sit at the kitchen table, pull out a book, sit at the kitchen table, and read how to do the job that I'm going to do, or pull out an electricity book, or a plumbing book, or an encyclopedia, or a how-to book. So why not have bookcases in the kitchen? Now, how many kitchens have you seen with bookcases? Any? And why is that? I don't know. And what about the dishwasher? Should the dishwasher be at the right side of the kitchen sink or the left side? Well, are you right-handed or left-handed? If you're left-handed, you probably want it on the left side. If you're right-handed, you want it on the right side. And should you have an island, you know, for food prep? That makes sense to me. And where should the stove be? Should the cooktop be on the island? Well, maybe. But only if you can vent the stove outside. How many kitchens have you seen where there is a stove against an inside wall? Let's say the other side of that kitchen wall is the dining room. And there's a stove there, electric or gas, and it has a vent hood and a light above the stove. And when you turn on that vent, the fan kicks on, and it takes the air from the stove and spreads it out through the rest of the room. Does that make any sense? I don't think so. So the stove probably, for most intents and purposes, needs to be on an outside wall. So you can have that same exact vent outside. And, you know, those vents, they're convertible. They have a plate on them so that you can duct them outside. So if you leave the plate in place, it just recirculates the air in the room. It grabs it from above the cooking surface and spreads it out through the front of the vent. If you take that plate out, it lets it duct outward, but you need to have some ductwork to move the moist air and the cooking smells and whatever might be burning on the stove and vent it outside. It makes absolutely no sense to me to have a stove without an outside vent. No sense at all. As a matter of fact, if you have a gas stove, the flame produces toxins and can cause cancer. So when we use our stove in the kitchen, when there's a flame there, before that flame starts, the vent is powered up and starts venting air from the kitchen outside. So I can't imagine why anybody would want to build a house without having an outside vent for the stove and the oven. And do you need a separate oven? I don't think so. I think it'd be fine with a combination stove and oven. That's what we have. And why? Because if we use the oven, which is pretty rare, it's a gas, it's a propane stove and propane oven. If we use the oven, the vent is right where the cooktop is. So the vent for the oven vents through the same range hood as this cooktop. So it's fewer parts, fewer pieces of equipment, fewer things to go wrong, and it works great. So I suggest that if you want to have an island, that's fine. If you want to have your stove on the island, that's fine. But you need to have, in my opinion, you need to have outside venting for it, which is going to cost more than if you had it on an outside wall. Okay. And then the sink, kitchen sink. You know, the deeper the bowl of a sink is, the more that sink will cost in general terms. So the deeper the sink, the more expensive the sink. But the deeper the sink, the more useful the sink is. And the less water is going to splash out of it because it's deeper. So if you look at a cheap sink, next time you go to Lowe's or Home Depot, look at sinks and look at the inexpensive ones and see how shallow the bowls are. And then look at the more expensive ones and see how deep the bowls are. You'll see. And then what about single bowl versus double bowl? Well, that, it's a controversy that I don't think can be solved. We have a, I bought three sinks, all the same. They were $88 at Lowe's. They couldn't wait to get rid of them 17 years ago. They made a Kohler, K-O-H-L-E-R, top of the line, deep bowl, double bowl sink. And both bowls are the same size. Sometimes it doesn't work out so well. Sometimes it's, sometimes it works out really well. Sometimes I would like to have a single bowl deep sink. Sometimes I like the double bowl sink. So I don't think there is, there's a really good answer, a one size fits all. But what I do like is having a faucet that has a high arc. But it's not necessary to have a hose that comes down from the center of the faucet. But it sure is nice to have a single control to control the amount of hot and cold water, the amount and the temperature with one control. That's kind of a nice thing. And that's what we have, and that's common. There's nothing special about it. But I bought a brand that was sold by Sam's Club. They had them for $39.95 many, many years ago. So I bought three of them. And it was their house brand. And had a lifetime warranty. And do you know that the cartridge has worn out a couple times for that faucet control? And I call up the company and they send me a new one for free. Postage is included. So for $39.99, I've got a high arc stainless steel sink faucet. And I keep getting free replacement parts for it. And you can do the same thing with American Standard, Price, Pfister, Kohler. You know, all the major brands have lifetime warranties. So make sure that if you buy faucets that you get this lifetime warranty. And another thing is, why not get all of your faucets the same make and model? Why not do that? And buy an extra one. So you have a complete set of everything should something go wrong. So all of our bathroom sink faucets, powder room, they're all the same. They're made by American Standard. It's called a Cadet. It's called a bar sink faucet. It's not for a bathroom. It's for a bar, but it works better than a bathroom sink.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Dr. Sergey Sorin just called in and joined us. Welcome.
Hi, how are you? Actually, I was listening into a beautiful conversation about house design, and wow, that's a lot of it makes sense. I almost didn't want to interrupt, you know?
Well, I was worried about you. I didn't know where you were, and I'm glad you're here. Is everybody okay?
Yeah, oh, that's great. That's great. I think I dialed in a line that was able to let me listen but not talk, so, and then I realized at some point later, but, well, it's here we are, so.
Oh, great. Great. Is Dr. Shuley okay?
Yes, yes, he is indeed. Actually, we played a game of Monopoly yesterday, and he, well, he won, so let's put it that way. So he's doing better.
Well, that's wonderful. Please give him my best. So I had a question for you, and that is, in this current situation we're in, where there are shortages of medicine, there are shortages of supplies, there are shortages of vitamins, minerals, everything. Am I wrong about that, or are there shortages? Is it?
It's a world shortage of everything that makes common sense, yes.
Okay. That being the case, so if we are in this shortage condition, are there some supplements, things, are there things that we need to know that we should have on hand, like immediately, so that
yeah.
as they become more and more in short supply, that we nip in the bud whatever it is? So let me give you an example. So I came down with fever, chills, headache, cough, and immediately I jumped on D3. I jumped on the youth formula. I ramped up even more of the youth formula in terms of consuming it, Dr. Shuley's Essentials, turmeric curcumin. And I was able to pull out of it without, you know, being hospitalized. So that's where I'm going with this, because who the heck wants to go to the hospital if you can avoid it, right? From a financial
Absolutely.
Perspective and from a risk perspective, right?
Both. You got it. You nailed it. So you got to have a good B complex. It's the way I look at the human body is And cars is not necessarily my expertise, but I like driving them. So, and I know enough so that if you don't have enough fuel in the vehicle, no matter how good the vehicle is, it's not going to go anywhere. So that's your B-complex. B-complex and multivitamin, good multivitamin, trace minerals. So that's really essentials. Two of those per day, anywhere from 2 to 4. And that's energy. Energy is required for everything, literally everything. Another thing for the immune system that goes with a B-complex or essentials is the youth formula. And alternative is 2 grams of vitamin C with 1 gram of MSM and a few other things. But youth formula is a Dr. Shili's creation that puts it all together. That's 4 of those a day, and that's immune support, DHEA elevation, anti-stress wellness hormone. So if you do nothing else, those two are essential. If there's nothing else, that for the most part. Now, there's other things that are absolutely helpful and also missing in most of the people. Magnesium topical, magnesium chloride, which also raises DHEA, Dr. Shili's creation. So we have that as a part of the essentials package, and also vitamin D, as you said. If you're under 130 pounds, then every 10 days. And if you're over 130 pounds or so, then it's every week.
And so when you say when you say vitamin D3, if you're under 130 pounds every 10 days, is that 50,000 units?
Yes, 50,000 units. You got it. Yep.
Okay. And what is the maximum? So, for example, I don't want to say the number in case I don't want to give anybody the wrong information. But what Dr. Shili has recommended in the past, like if you really feel this coming on and you think you're going to get it, you can take vitamin D3, 50,000 units. How many times? What were the maximum number of times?
We're talking about the loading dose. In other words, the boot camp for the immune system. That's you take that 50,000 capsule, 3 of those day one, and then day three on day two, and 3 on day three. So that's 9 total. And if you calculate it out, it's 450,000 IUs. And yes, if you tell your doctor about it, their eyes might pop out of their head. But that's good. That's what you need.
Okay, so let's go with the numbers again. So how many international units on day one?
150. So 50,000 times 3.
3. Okay. 150,000 units day one. And then are you saying day two the same thing and day three the same thing?
Exactly.
Okay. So for 3 days, you can take 150,000 units safely. Is that right?
Absolutely.
Okay. And what about day four? Stop right there and wait a week?
Right there. Go back to weekly. That's it.
Okay. Are you with us for the next segment, or do you have to go?
No, I'll stick around. Yeah.
Okay. That sounds great. Dr. Sergey Shili Sorens with us. And we're talking about medicine. And specifically, what do you do in these conditions of shortages? And I think it's really important that you get your stores in place, meaning your personal storehouse in place. We have ours in place. We'll be right back.
Hey, Jimmy, turn off the video games. Let's go play some ball.
I'm in the middle of my game. Can't we go later?
Come on, it'll be fun. It will be there when you get back.
Okay, but there's no way you're going to win.
Why don't you grab some water and granola bars, and then we'll see about that.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
I need to file my tax return right the first time. How can I be sure to do that?
Doing your taxes yourself? Using e-file is the best way to file an accurate tax return. Mistakes can delay your refund, so spend an extra few minutes making sure you can file an accurate return the first time around. Avoid common errors by spelling all names correctly and using correct Social Security numbers. Double-check your bank account numbers for direct deposit and double-check your math, too. Oh, yeah, don't forget to sign and date your return.